Blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. I am Reverend Rick, also known as the Collared Carpenter, and today we are diving into spiritual workouts. I'm here to get you in shape, so let's get started.
Welcome. Today we have Reverend Rick Sapp, who is a Western Rite Orthodox priest in Texas, who loves sharing conversations on faith, divine mystery, and all things awesome. Rick is also known as the Collared Carpenter, who enjoys woodworking and bringing creativity to other social media platforms. Join him each week to not only listen to a new podcast, but to leave a message and to have your questions answered on air. And now for this week's episode with Rick.
Well, here we are for another episode on Conversations on Faith. Today we are dealing with spiritual workouts. Now you might be wondering, why would you be talking about spiritual workouts? I already have my workout routine to be healthy, to strengthen myself. But this workout is far more important than the workout that you do, your cardio, your lifting weights. That's for your physical body. This is for your spiritual soul, which lives forever. And so by not working out that spiritual self, you're hampering your abilities to go ahead and to have a forever in paradise. So today, as we dive in, I want to encourage you to definitely try something different here, and maybe something will fit for you. I'd like to hear what you have to say too. Comment down below. Even when you like, subscribe, and click the bell notifications, or even jump on to the Patreon page to help support us, I want to hear your comments on what you do that helps you in your spiritual workout. So something we need to go ahead and take into account, any type of workout that we do, whether it is a physical cardio type workout for our bodies or a spiritual workout, this needs to be on a regular basis. This workout does not need to necessarily be intense, although it can be. It doesn't, sure shouldn't be mundane or just like a gentle walk. You know, we're talking about building up your spiritual soul here. So for this, I really want to encourage you to come up with a regular routine. Now, throughout all of church history, the early church fathers, the early church encouraged those, including us, to have a regular spiritual routine. Even Jesus had a regular spiritual routine. That regular spiritual routine at times is intense, and at other times is a relaxing time to be in the presence of God. So if you work out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what's keeping you from spiritually working out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? A spiritual workout is just not Sunday. A spiritual workout is just not praying at meals. A spiritual workout is not just as you wake up in the morning, thanking God for the breath that you have been given. A spiritual workout is not sitting for your morning hour in God's Word, reading the Bible. Your spiritual workout is much more than that. Whatever your workout routine is, I'm going to challenge you to change it up and to add something more. So if you're just a beginner, you wouldn't just start off by running a marathon. Instead, you would start out by slow training to be able to get there. So if prayer and a spiritual workout is something new to you, then let's take it slowly. Let's take it one step at a time. Maybe those things that I just mentioned, a morning prayer, a night prayer, a noontime prayer, a prayer at meals. Those are all great ways to start. You want to beef up that routine and add an extra 20 on either side of the bar here, then yeah, put an hour in on reading God's Word. But I would encourage you to keep going with that. Don't just read God's Word. Ask the Holy Spirit to be present. After you read God's Word, journal about it. Talk to God and communicate. See, He wants us to be His best friend. He wants us to go ahead and to be ever present to Him. Even though He already knows what we're going to do, He wants you to join in with Him. He wants you to be able to share your joys, to share your pains, to share your needs, wants, desires with Him. He wants to be in communion with you because He created you as this living, breathing being that has a soul, that has the workings of the Holy Spirit in your life, to listen to it, to listen to that voice within that guides you, that encourages you, that becomes your cheerleading section as you continue to build a regular spiritual workout. Now, maybe you like spontaneous prayer, or maybe you like rote prayers. It all becomes how much then do you pray? Do you pray when you breathe in and breathe out? See, some people, for their anxiety and for their craziness in life, they want an opportunity to meditate. Meditate on Jesus. Meditate on His Word, maybe a word or word phrase, and just breathe in and breathe out while you're saying that word or word phrase. This can be done driving the kids to soccer practice. This can be done in the quietness of a commute with the radio off. This can be done between meetings when you just have a few minutes. Breathe in God's grace, His love, His mercy, and breathe back out. Now, in case you're wondering, when I'm talking about breathing, I'm not talking about what we do day in and day out. I'm talking about breathing in through your nose, let's say to a count of three, maybe four. Holding it for a count of two, and then blowing out through your mouth slower than what you breathed in, so maybe to a count of five. So breathing in, holding it, and breathing out slowly. All a way for a spiritual workout. And you might be surprised. This type of a workout can be intense if you're doing it more than 5 minutes. Most people are just like, okay, I'm done. No, really sit in it. This is your workout time. Be present to it and truly know what it looks like, what it feels like. Now, if you're on a more advanced track here for a spiritual workout, get your workout companions going. Pray together with others. Take time, maybe as a family, to pray together. Designate a time. For my family, we've designated 9:31 p.m. It comes off of Acts 9:31 when it talks about the church, all of Samaria, Galilee, was all working together for God and for peace. That's our time to stop with whatever we're doing and pray. Because our busyness will always be there. But when we can stop and pray with someone else, we're not only slowing down ourselves, but we're also helping to slow them down to realize just what it means. Let's bump it up another notch. Let's sweat a little bit here. So as you lift the knees a little bit higher and pump it and go, realize that God will always take more. If you give it, He will take it. So in the calamities, in the darkness, in the trials, in the heartache, in the death, in the destruction, do you turn towards God? Do you cry out against Him? Or do you cry out to Him? You know, in all that Job suffered in the Bible, in all the things that came across, he did not curse the name of the Lord. Those words did not utter across his lips. Once again, it's a more intense spiritual workout because we're just not praising God for the birds in the air that are chirping and for the sunshine and the butterflies and all the good things. We're praising and talking to the creator of the universe, to his son that suffered and died for us in his humanity, and invoking the Holy Spirit to be ever present, even in the dark times. Once again, we're increasing that spiritual workout. So if you've ever put extra weights on your wrist or on your ankles or an extra pack on your back to run with and train with, you know what makes it just that much harder? But God calls us to put on the armor of God. It's not a light armor whatsoever. But what it does is it gives us the ability then to go into battle against the forces of evil that are there to take the ruin of souls to hell. To be in the absence of God forever. So as you put on the armor of God, by reading his word, by having truth, know that it's not going to be easy for the forces that you go up against. But your conquering power is through Jesus Christ himself, to be able to save the souls of others. So as you have that, to be able to preach to others, to be able to invite others to come to know who God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is for us, it's one of those that, even though that armor can weigh on us, I invite you to take it one step further. I challenge you to wear that armor, even day in and day out, for the glory of God. And yes, you are going to sweat a little bit. So what exactly are the physical benefits of this spiritual workout? Well, when people pray, oftentimes they have lowered blood pressure, heart rate, lowered disease rates, having a belief in the spiritual, in God, gives you a hope, a promise for a forever. Marriages last longer. Your lives last longer. Those physical benefits are there in terms of health for you. through prayer. But more importantly, rather than the physical body or the physicalness of where we're at in this world, is the spiritual benefits. To be present to the Lord and talking to Him regularly, to have a connection with the one who created you, to know that there is a forever in paradise available to you. Huge spiritual benefits. But in reality, without prayer, the spiritual deficits that can happen, as I said, the separation from God for all of eternity, as you reject God, the creator of all, you become isolated in your own prison, in your own hell. So it's time. It's time to go ahead and take that spiritual journey, that workout, to the next level. So I would love to hear what some of you go ahead and do in your own spiritual workouts that gives you a calm, a peace of mind, a together with God. But as always, may it continue to give you blessings, miracles, and peace. God love y'all, and have a wonderful week.